When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the air 1 to 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand on the iHeart app as well. We're going to start with, this was big news today. You know, we are all very frustrated that they let all these smash and grab thugs run the streets to steal whatever they want and terrorize us. And we have nobody on our side. We don't have the city council, the mayor, the LA County supervisors. We have nobody on our side, not even the judges. LA County Superior Court judges decided that there should be zero bail for all misdemeanors and some felonies. 29 cities went to court to challenge that. They had to go to Orange County because there was a conflict of interest, obviously, fighting in L.A. County. Here's a quick oversight from ABC7 reporter Jessica DeNova.
It's back to the drawing board for more than two dozen L.A. County cities who say they want to put an end to no cash bails. That was a judge's order Monday in Orange County Superior Court.
We'll be looking to address the issues the court has raised, and we'll have to consult with our clients before we can determine what that is going to look like.
At the start of October, the L.A. Superior Court's new misdemeanor and felony bail schedules kicked in, but 29 cities, including Whittier, filed an injunction saying the schedules don't take public safety into account.
We understand there are times where zero bail is appropriate on some of these offenses, but to basically throw the baby out with the bathwater, that's what they did in this, and they didn't come talk to us.
LA Superior Court's executive officer and clerk argues data released at the end of October shows the new schedules work.
We're looking forward to updating that data so that the public does begin to see really the fruits of the fact that the data shows that it's working as we anticipated it would.
Judge William Claster not making a decision Monday, instead giving the cities more time to file an amendment. Both parties are scheduled to return to court on March 8th.
All right, that was Jessica DeNova for ABC7. We are now going to talk with Whittier Mayor Joe Vinatieri.
Hey, Joe,
how are you? How are you doing? I imagine this was very frustrating to have this blocked the first time you you appealed to a judge.
Yeah, it indeed was very frustrating, and the judge came out with a tentative decision in the morning. That kind of laid out his thinking and where he was going. But I got to tell you, our attorney, city attorney, Kim, she's a bulldog. And she got right back relative to a bunch of sticking points that I think the judge knows that there's a problem with this, a big problem. The problem is, as he indicated, does he, an Orange County Superior Court judge, have the authority to overturn all the judges? And even though it was a couple of the judges that made this decision for the LA County Superior Court, it's the attorney for the judges made the statement yesterday two or three times. It's all the judges of LA County. Does the Orange County judge, does he have the authority to overturn all the judges of LA County? And that's what this comes down to. And the answer is yes, because if something's wrong, it's wrong.
Well, I thought he also said that there's nothing in the Constitution that requires bail. Having zero bail policies do not violate the Constitution. Is that true in your view?
No, it's in the Constitution. Bail is in the California Constitution, in the United States Constitution. Our founding fathers put it in the U.S. Constitution. So
yeah, I know, but is it a violation to choose zero bail?
My belief is it is. And I made it clear, and I think it was in one of the reports. I said, look, there are clearly some offenses that zero bail, I think it's reasonable. It's okay. But there's a whole bunch of offenses now that just got wrapped up into site release. And that's basically when you get a ticket from CHP or for driving too fast, you sign the piece of paper and you're cited. And because you promised to appear, you're released.
Well,
you
all right.
6 days later.
I know we have an absurd legislature. Could the legislature conceivably make it law that judges would have to provide bail procedures for all misdemeanors and felonies?
Well, how John, remember, the California legislature said zero bail. It was signed by the governor, and that was in, I think, 2016 or 2018. I'm trying to get my years correct. But then a referendum was brought on behalf of the people of the state of California and said, no, we disagree with that legislative pronouncement, and we're going to overturn it. And the people of California overturned it by 58%.
I remember that, and yes.
Yeah, remember?
Okay, so, but now we have the judges getting rid of bail anyway. They invoked zero bail. So I see this. And, I'm really confused here. Who gets the call on this? Is it the judges, the legislature, the people? Did that referendum mean anything legally, or was it just everybody venting their fury?
That referendum was from over the legislature, which said all counties, 58 counties, go to zero bail. The people threw that out and said, no, we disagree with the governor and the legislature.
But I guess so it wasn't legally binding on the LA County judges.
Well, it goes back to the state law, and there's a penal code section somewhere here that basically says the judges set up the bail schedule in each particular county.
Okay.
So the judge in LA County decided to go to zero bail. Remember, during COVID, most of the counties went to zero bail because they didn't want to stick people, incarcerate them, and have a huge pandemic bigger than it already was. So they went along with zero bail, but there was a very important thing that the judges here in LA County did that they did not do in this 2023 schedule. And that is, they said, look, if you get zero bail, fine, you're out, you promise to appear, but you promise to show up, but you better not go reoffend, because if you go reoffend, if you commit another crime, then now you're going to be back against the bail schedule for that particular crime. They forced them to do that, and that it worked during that period of time. The judges this time, they didn't do that.
Yeah, this is part of the entire progressive religion. Don't arrest, don't prosecute, don't have bail, don't have jail, don't have prison. And on all five fronts, they have successfully, in some cases, just destroyed those concepts. I mean, they destroyed the concept of bail for many crimes.
That's correct, and this is all about
what's the remedy if the judges are now in on this? Right, we've got these progressive whack job judges here in LA County. Who do we go to next? The legislature's not helping. We can't get the county supervisors to help. Who do we go to? We passed a referendum. What works here now? How do we get control of this?
So we elect the right people, all right? And I don't need to talk to you about, you know, where I stand on our current district attorney. We were one of, we're the third of 37 cities to find no confidence in Gascon. So you elect right people, and elections have consequences. But John, here's what I want to say. What's really bothersome about this is, in my view, this is nothing more than a social experiment, zero bail social experiment that's been perpetrated on the good people of L.A. County. And what was bothersome yesterday in front of the court in Orange County was he basically went ahead and said, well, there's studies that say that show that non-financial release terms adequately address public.
Their studies are complete lies. Their studies are garbage. I'm just telling you, I'm sick of all their stupid studies. I've got eyes. I know what it's like being outside. Everybody's terrified of standing in a retail store now, especially an expensive retail store, because they think 30 guys are going to bust in wearing hoodies, and they're gonna completely decimate the place.
Yeah, and you know what? Lawlessness is amok, all right? And people need to be very careful. They got to watch their circumstances around them, and they need to make sure they support their local police and sheriffs. That's what they got to do.
I know the police and sheriffs are willing to arrest these guys and put them in jail, but it's the next level up from the street police. It's the district attorney, it's the city council, the county supervisors, the assembly, the state senate, and now the judges. The judges are in the tank, too. They've all got this progressive disease.
John, the unfortunate thing is we have some very, very fine judges in Los Angeles County Superior Court. You know, I'm an attorney.
I haven't heard one of them publicly oppose this policy.
And that's an issue because the attorney for the judge yesterday said, no, this is an action by all the judges of Los Angeles County. And you know what? I don't want to have a conflict of interest, but I know a couple of judges. And I'd love to go up and ask them and say, do you really agree with this? Is this the right thing to do from your standpoint? So, I mean, I've had a couple of retired LA County Superior Court judges say, this is crazy. And they said, keep working it. Stand up against this. This is wrong. And
well, it would help if they went public here. Because right now it looks like everybody's rolled over.
It would. But, you know, John, we're not rolling over. We have one of the interesting things in here. When I just told you that this is nothing more than a social experiment, the only study that's in California is in Yolo County. And the Yolo County DA looked at it and said, oh, no, there's a high incidence of reoffending.
No, I know they've got. We see the way it works, the game, and you know this. That they come up with a bunch of fake studies, and then they get everybody arguing over the minutia of the studies. Forget the minutia of it. All right, up front, it's a load of crap. All right, it's meant to distract everybody and get you involved in a side argument. Joe, I gotta go. We're running late. All right, I will have you on again soon. Thank you.
I got so much more for you, but good. Thank you for bringing this up.
All right, Whittier Mayor Joe Vinatieri, he is fighting because L.A. County has zero bail on a lot of crimes now, and a judge in Orange County at the moment won't do anything about it. It's the John Cobalt Show live on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the air 1 to 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand. Thank you. I don't know if you noticed over the weekend, but about a year and a half ago, the California state government had a $100 billion surplus. $100 billion surplus. And now Gavin Newsom has so botched and mismanaged the state, we have a $68 billion deficit. $68 billion deficit. So we went from $100 billion plus surplus to a $68 billion minus. $168 billion swing. And they don't know what to do. Because do you know, since Gavin Newsom took office 5 years ago, the size of the government spending in California went up 50%? 50%. It's just shocking. He blew so much money on homeless people, illegal aliens. Right now, they're trying to roll back a minimum wage law for healthcare workers. They had passed it to give healthcare workers $25 an hour, except this applied to state employee healthcare workers. And now the legislators realize, and Newsom realizes, we can't afford this. So they want to take the money back. By the way, over the next 4 years, they're expecting a total deficit over $155 billion through 2028. Because California has been in a recession for the last year. You know, we have the second highest unemployment number in the country, which gets no coverage, zero coverage. And even Sean Hannity could not break through or refuse to break through Newsom's babble to point that out. We have a very high unemployment rate. The number of unemployed workers has risen 200,000 since the summer of last year. Also, you had the stock market took a big hit earlier in the year, and it reduced their expected stock market winnings, because much of our budget is from wealthy people. Wealthy people, capital gains taxes. I mean, wealthy people make their money on capital gains, stock options. That's the whole tech crowd. Newsom is always very misleading because he talks about how large the economy is in California. It's comparable to, well, it's like the fifth largest in the nation. But it is concentrated among extremely well-paid tech workers. 25% of the state is below the poverty line. They're on Medicaid. That's true in Los Angeles. 25% of the population in Los Angeles is below the poverty line. So they have a very lopsided tax structure. And wealthy people pay most of the income tax in this state. Like the top 1% pays 50% of the income tax. So when the top 1% has a bad stock market year, the whole state budget goes into the toilet. And this is what's happened. Top 1% pays 50% of the state income tax. The top 10% pays 28%. Remember that next time you hear some moron go, well, the rich just have to pay their fair share. They are. They're paying 50% of the income tax total. In fact, the top 10%, I'm going to say it again, pay 28%. So that's 78% of the money comes from the top 10%. But the NASDAQ dropped in 2022, dropped by a third, and that was the greatest drop since the Great Recession of 08. And that's where all the tech stocks in California are located, in the NASDAQ index. The lower 60% of earners in California pay only around 2% of the income tax. I know that's a lot of numbers, but you have to understand that. The lower 60% of earners pay only about 2%. The top 10% pays 80%. And the top 10%, clustered in the tech industry, had a really bad year in 2022. And it spilled over into 2023. And Gavin Newsom went on a spending spree that, if you knew the details, your hair would fall out. But of course he wants to be president, right? He's bankrupted the state, in addition to all the other stupid things he's done. He's bankrupted the state. And now they're begging to get the raises they promised the healthcare.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Workers back.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
John and Ken show. John Cobalt, Ken Shapo.
Nope.
Oh, shoot. John Cobalt show live on the. This is really embarrassing.
No, you've been really doing like it for so many years. Like, we all get it.
Like a feeble old fool in the nursing home. It's like just, I'm the president.
I would say give yourself a break today.
Okay. John Cobalt Show, live on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the air from 1 to 4, and then after 4 o'clock, the John Cobalt Show on demand you could access on the iHeart app. And the Moist line, 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86. You could call and leave a message and tell us how awful this is.
And
what?
John Cobalt Radio on social media.
Oh, right, right. John at John Cobalt Radio on social media. Sure. Thank you. See, this is the stuff I never bothered to do.
I know.
Too many details. Now, I really don't know how to handle this. I'm very suspicious, obviously, because the math doesn't add up to me. You know, there's been a big story, and you might have heard on Deborah's News, Karen Bass held a press conference. She's doing her one-year anniversary victory lap about all the wonderful things she claims to have done. And they claim that they've housed 21,000 homeless people. They've moved them inside, you know, temporary shelters, motels, whatever. 21,000, and I'm having trouble accepting that. I mean, I want the homeless off the street. I think we all want her to succeed on this issue. Anybody, right? She's the only mayor we have. But I'm having trouble believing this because according to the Greater Los Angeles Homeless Count, an estimated 75,000 plus homeless people were out on the streets. 75,000 at the beginning of 2023. In the city of Los Angeles, 46,000. Now, Bass is claiming that 21,000 have been moved inside. Does it feel like almost half the homeless are off the streets in the city of L.A.? As you're driving around? I mean, Eric, you're up in the valley. I don't see that where I am. Half the homeless people are gone?
I wouldn't say half the homeless people in the valley are gone at all.
Well, I don't know where they're gone if she's claiming 21,000 out of 46,000.
They just move around. There will be a homeless camp somewhere, say in Woodland Hills, and that will get cleaned up, and then you see it's a couple blocks away. So they just kind of move.
When the let's say we'll make this up, right? There's 100 people at a homeless camp in Woodland Hills, right? Mm-hmm. They move them indoors, inside safe. But eventually these people leave and they go outdoors again.
Just to a different place,
right?
Outdoors.
And then that homeless encampment is closed. And the 100 people go back inside, and then they're out again. So she's going to claim, well, I cleaned up 200 people, except they're all back out. How many of them are back out? Because this is all temporary housing. They've only had permanent housing for about 200. So out of the 21,000 they claim to have housed, only 200's in permanent housing. I just don't trust this math, and I also trust my eyes.
Well, and like Deborah's saying, they clean one encampment up and then they just move to the next spot.
Right.
Like there's a Target on Ventura Boulevard near DeSoto, and there was a large homeless encampment on Ventura Boulevard right there. RVs, tents, everything. They clean that up, but you go a few blocks down Ventura and there's a Trader Joe's, and in the back of the Trader Joe's closer to the freeway, there's a whole new homeless encampment.
Although
there.
That one is gone now. They cleaned that up.
Oh, that is gone? Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, okay. So I haven't driven by there in a little bit.
Okay. So when that crowd reappears somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they show up in a Whole Foods parking lot next.
Which is two blocks down.
Right, exactly. So they keep taking credit for all these bodies. I remember Garcetti pulled this until Ron Galperin, who is the city controller, he blew the whistle and said, no, they're double and triple counting. They're collecting the same people off the streets over and over again. They don't stay indoors for very long. They go back outdoors in a different lot and a different encampment. And that's why I can't trust this stuff.
Are they not taking people's names and they're just counting one homeless person, two homeless person, three homeless person, and they're not actually identifying these people?
I don't know. At this press conference, do you hear any reporters asking any kind of penetrating questions? I mean to prove that you're taking actually 21,000 separate bodies off the street and they're remaining off the street? Or are you taking 5,000 people off the street four times over and now all of them are back on? The big headline was that LA had cleared 50 motorhomes from a homeless encampment in the Hollywood Hills. This was at Barn Boulevard and Forest Lawn Drive, near Universal and Warner Brothers Studios, just down the road from us. And they've dismantled. Now, they dismantled the RVs also at Boyona Wetlands and a few other places as well. And these are the encampments where they have landlords. These are these evil bastards who rent out dilapidated, broken-down RVs to people and charge them $400 or $500 a month. And it seems it's taken the city just forever, years, to figure out what to do. I never understood why they just don't get a tow truck and just work day and night 24/7 for as long as it takes and just haul them out to some junkyard and have them all compressed and crushed. But I can't accept, and nobody will explain. And you know, the thing is, we don't have a counter government, because we don't have an independent party or a Republican party, just any kind of competitive party, to blow the whistle and say Karen Bass is full of it. Here's how she's cooking the numbers. Everybody's on the same side. The controller is now a member of the Democratic Socialists of America, which is and that group supports the Hamas terrorists. Shows you where they're coming from. In fact, there's three city council members belong to the DSA. Again, supports the Hamas terrorists. So it's not like you can go to them and ask what's up, right? Who do you go? Who do you go to ask and say, hey, are these numbers for real? Doesn't look like that to my eyes. Looks like they're getting moved around a lot, but you're counting 21,000 off the street. Well, that would be almost half. Does it look like almost half? Does it feel like almost half? You know, it's nice for any particular neighborhood if that encampment gets moved. That is great. But if it's just creating another problem down the road, at least admit it. I can't stand these self-congratulatory press conferences, and they're covered without any criticism, without any pointed questions. And when did the whole media become Pravda? Like, the whole Southern California media out here is Pravda. They just amplify. They're all doing public relations for whoever's in power. It's really frustrating. John Cobalt Show. Mm-hmm. Live on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Run 1 till 4 and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app as well. I think I'm more than half I got right today.
I was going to say, I think you're shooting about 50%.
Yeah. Okay. Slow start. Hot finish. For those of you who live in Castaic, maybe you know about this if you're just standing outside. In Chiquita Canyon, there's a landfill in Castaic. And the garbage... there's some kind of toxic chemical reaction in the garbage. It's not a fire, but temperatures in the garbage have climbed to more than 200 degrees. And so there's this burned garbage stink going through the neighborhoods. There's another landfill in Sylmar in Sunshine Canyon, 12 miles away. And the water from all the storms we had early in the year percolated, seeped into the Sylmar landfill, and that fueled bacteria growth. So that's its own set of disgusting odors. So you got two of LA County's largest landfills, and they both have incredibly foul odors. One of them, the garbage is cooking. You imagine garbage at 200 degrees? And the other one, it's bacteria stink. So there's toxic gases. Water gets polluted. There's thousands of complaints about the odors. And nobody knows what to do. People want the landfill shut down, although that's not going to stop the stink. But both landfills accept more than 7,000 tons of trash a day. 7,000 tons. But of course, if you shut down the two landfills, where are you going to put? I mean, every day that much garbage shows up. And in fact, it's so hot inside that Castaic landfill, Chiquita Canyon, the pressure is building up inside the garbage. And it's forcing contaminated water to burst out of the top. It's expanding in all directions. In fact, it is now this bizarre effect has spread to 35 acres. 35 acres of garbage is now cooking and percolating and sending toxic gases into the air. The heat has melted or deformed the gas collection system in the landfill, which is made of polyvinyl chloride casings. Wow. That's foul. There's a community called Valverde, 3,000 residents. They walk around with headaches, dizzy spells, and they can't breathe. One guy, Stephen House, said, "The odors are so bad that my wife and I are getting sick inside our house with the doors and windows closed. My kids can't go outside. My son can't jump on the trampoline, and the odors are the result of a rare chemical reaction in a part of the landfill. And they don't know what to do." Chiquita Canyon and Sunshine Canyon both get accept more than 2 million tons of garbage a year. 2 million, that's 70% of the county's solid waste. So these are the big deal landfills. So and everyone is just staring at the stink. The county government is stymied. Ah, Conway's here.
Hey now. Hey, John Colbelt, how was your first day on KFI? Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
From New Jersey,
right? A little more intense. Well, I got to remember to say my name because I did a calculation. I probably said the John and Ken show at least 1 million times in the last 36 years.
Oh, I bet that's right. Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah. So I'm trying to reverse a habit that's 1 million times ingrained in my brain.
It's hard to say your own name. It really is.
I know.
It
doesn't sound right.
Yeah. So. And you got into a horrible business for guys who repeat their names.
We're very modest, shy people. Right. We don't like attention. We don't like to.
Alex Stone is coming on with us about that Russian cat who jumped on that flight. I heard Eric talking about his experience in New York. That was kind of cool. And Mike Gatto. Remember Mike Gatto?
Oh, yeah.
You were I remember I wasn't working here at the time. You guys sent him a bunch of food to his office in Burbank.
Well, they didn't pass a budget.
Right.
And there was a law that if you didn't pass a budget, you didn't get paid.
Oh, that's right.
And he started whining that he couldn't feed his food, family. Right. So we said, we did something nice.
But he turned out to be a cool guy.
This
is Mike Gatto.
Yeah, he finally realized he should accept the food and everything was better.
He's coming on with us tonight. I like that dude. And then we also have that Amy and TJ podcast. Amy Rohrbach and TJ Holmes. Man, oh man. These two are great. Great to listen to.
Know they had a podcast.
They were the third hour of Good Morning America.
Right, and they had an affair with each other while they were both married.
That's right.
And they got fired.
And then Disney paid them $8 million to go away.
Did they really?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then Amy said it was a year from hell. And I'm like, wow, man, she out of touch.
$8 million not to work?
$8 million not to work. And to go home with a guy she's in love with.
Their spouses are now dating.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're getting it on.
Yeah, that's all weird, isn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's
kind of creepy.
It is kind of messy, but it's fun for radio.
Yes.
Yeah. So, dig-dong.
So were you having somebody on from?
Well, we're going to replay some of their audio. I don't think they're willing to come on the program yet.
I don't know why.
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
All right. So that's coming up on your show.
Nice to be in love like that,
The Tim Conway Show.
That's right. Conway Show, right?
John Cobell Show, Conway Show.
That's right. And then Mo Kelly.
And then Mo Kelly
Show. All right. Dig dog.
All right. We've got Mike Crozier with the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobell Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.